poverty is a state of being. Everybody wants income and influence, but we don't want to impact. In order to see income and influence, I've got to impact. The poverty that we experience is a symptom of something that has happened on the inside of us. These ideas, this way of living, was passed down to us. And so number one, you got to become aware that something's off on the inside of you. There is a rewire required in order to go to that next level in our finances. Most wealthy people started with an idea before they had the dollar. So my question for you today is, what's your idea? What's your calling? What's your product? How can we eat from the economy and not contribute to the economy? Wealth is not coming to you. Wealth comes from you. As you contribute to economy, as you drive humanity forward, you get rewarded based upon your contribution. Everybody you know that's wealthy is investing and creating. One of the chief problems with poor people is that they don't want to contribute, and they trade time for money. And the only thing that they contribute is enough to get a check. And so that's why when they get the check, they spend the check on entertainment. They spend the check on stuff that's not going to make them any money. Wealthy people turn their dollars into soldiers. They put their money to work. They invest in systems. They invest in programs. They invest in real estate. They invest in opportunities that will make them more money. Poor people get paid. They live check to check, and they spend that money on entertainment because they want a break from working for the 9 to 5. So they have a budget for entertainment, but they have no budget for education. Occupy, occupy. Take up your space. Turn the city upside down. Impact lives. From the person on the elevator in the parking lot to the stages of destiny. You have a calling. Once you identify it, all of a sudden, everything begins to change. Jeff Bezos said, you can have a job, you can have a career, or you can have a calling. And he says, if you can find that calling, bam, everything begins to change. You can make $100,000 a year and still have a poor mentality and spend all your money on entertainment. And so payday isn't really payday, it's transfer day, because you're just getting paid and you're giving it to the bill collector, and you're not investing in anything that's going to make you money. You're not investing in stocks. You're not investing in real estate. You're not launching a product. You're not adding value to the marketplace. Wealthy people are invested people. Wealthy people are adding value to the marketplace to drive humanity forward. I gotta put something out. From Jeff Bezos to Mark Zuckerberg to Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, every athlete, every producer, every filmmaker, every musician, every singer. The list goes on. They are contributing something to humanity. They are a part of the driving force of the economy. What I need you to realize today is that money, zip codes, area codes, cars, and clothes is not the only evidence of wealth. You can change your mindset, your mentality, your methodology, shift your habits. Right now, and experience a measure of abundance and wealth. And so break out of this scarcity mindset that it's too hard, that I don't have enough. Identify what mindsets and programs are keeping you broke and broken. How will you personally drive humanity forward in the coming years of your life? What are the consequences that you will have to pay if you stay where you are? Let me ask you a better question. Where has your operating system, the way that you function, the way that you move, the way that you think, the way that you respond, where has it gotten you? If you are listening to me and you are not where you are supposed to be financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, then what you have done thus far has not served you. And if it has, it has brought you as far as you're going to go. What will you create? What will you step into? How will you collaborate? What can you pioneer? How can you blaze a trail? A legacy of a wealth mentality. If you're going to see wealth in your life, if you're going to get rich, as they say, then you're going to have to level up in your internal programming. You're going to have to see differently. You're going to have to speak differently. You're going to have to navigate and negotiate differently. You're going to have to collaborate. You're going to have to create, build something, start something, get out of the past, break out of the shame, the guilt, and the defeat, and step into this brilliance where you are connected and you are engaged and you are fully aware of the future and you can create something that is meaningful. Because if you can discover the calling, you're going to see the impact, the influence, and the income. Wealthy people are focused people. Wealthy people have discovered the meaning, the why, like why they do what they do. So everything needs to come into alignment. I want good money. I need to have a good attitude. I need to stop doing what I hate like I hate it. You could change everything right now, right on your job, right in your car. Why are you brushing your teeth? Why are you pushing weights, listening to me? Everything can change right now if you begin to live from this place of abundance and appreciation and gratitude and generosity. The problem with many of us is that we're doing the wrong things with the money we have. We're not investing, we're spending. Wealthy people invest, poor people spend. Poor people think that the only way they can make money is to work hard and long hours and overtime. Wealthy people say that my money is the direct result of the positive and transformational experience I bring to the lives of other people. So I just want to ask you this question. What are you going to produce? What are you going to build? What are you going to create? How are you going to collaborate? How are you going to network? How are you going to add value to somebody else's life? This is the question that I ask across all platforms and almost every talk. What is your calling? Everything we do needs to elevate, and it starts with you.